Jesse left the office and drove off in his cruiser. He needed some downtime, and he chose to take it patrolling Paradise in search of miscreants, showing the flag, so to speak. He found a few illegally parked cars and stopped to write the citations. He took comfort in the unseemly chore of writing parking tickets. He thought about the Robert Lopresti adventure. He knew he was operating outside of the law. Ironically, as a small-town police chief, Jesse had always believed that acting outside of the law was a perk. He was well aware of the personal risk he was taking, but he was intent on stirring the pot. Gino Fish ran organized crime in Massachusetts. Gambling, prostitution, vending machines, construction, sanitation. He had relinquished narcotics because they were against his principles. Although he didn't know who was running the car theft operation, Jesse was certain that Gino Fish was pulling the strings from behind the scenes. Perhaps a meeting with him was in order. He wrote another handful of tickets, then went home. It was after dark when Molly Crane finished work and was finally able to leave the station. Everyone else had already gone. She went around the office turning off lights. She checked to make certain the coffee maker was off. She grabbed her coat and her bag and left the building. Once outside, she locked the door behind her. She took a couple of deep breaths and headed for her car. Then she stopped and stood still. She looked around. She thought she heard something. She listened for a few moments. Then she walked to her car. After looking around once again, she got in and drove away. Secure in the knowledge that she was gone, Rollo Nurse stepped out of the hedges alongside the building. "Not yet," the voices had said to him.